Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we're going to talk about understanding if we are being fed by source or if we're being fed by our ego. And I broke this down into the five things that you should be looking out for. So this is going to be a juicy episode, especially for somebody who wants to strengthen their intuition. Let's get right into this episode. I want to first start off by sharing that the number one question that I get, doesn't matter if you want to build a business, scale a business, if you want to get on your spiritual path, if you're just leaving your 9-to-5, if you're in transition, the number one question that I always get is, how do I strengthen my intuition? How do I know when I'm making a decision that is right for me versus a decision that I'm making out of fear? And so this is what inspired this episode, and I want to break this down. The first thing is, when we're being fed by source, we have access to unlimited energy. And I want to start off there because this is so important. We've been taught that we have to get in and we have to get out. We have to get in our job, do whatever it is that we have to do, and then we have to get out because we have to preserve our energy for us. Because the thing that we're doing for other people is almost like an energy leak. We have to bring in, show face, do the things that potentially and sometimes we don't want to do, and then we actually live our real life afterwards. And that's not being fed by source. You see, when you're being fed by source, you actually have really unlimited energy. And just scientifically, just imagine this. It kind of makes sense, right? We have our physical body and we have our spiritual body. And when you're being fed by source, you hook into. So you hook and you have this alignment towards this greater power, right? This unlimited source universe energy. And that energy never sleeps. It's always becoming more. And so when we are in alignment with our life, we oftentimes feel like when we discover our passion, we actually can't stop doing it. And this is a lot of the things that I actually move through myself in my personal life and in my clients' life too, because we have to balance out not feeling burnt out. But when you find the thing that you're supposed to be doing, you all of a sudden start to have this unlimited access to energy. And now when we're fed by our ego, you see, what happens is that we're using our mind to get to a certain place, and so we exhaust the body. So this is where efforting comes into play. This is where we're trying hard. This is where we are put in a position, we're not allowing things to actually happen and we're not being fed by this unlimited source energy and we're actually using our own resources, right? So like the fuel that we eat from our food, like how many hours we rested, all of those things actually have a cap and they have a limit. And so when we're fed by our ego, oftentimes what happens is that we're tired and we're actually tired a lot quicker. And oftentimes we can't even understand why we're tired when we're eating the right foods, we're getting the right rest, and no matter what we do, we are exhausted. And humans, this is because mental exhaustion is a thing. Like, oftentimes it's not that we are physically exhausted, is that we're actually in our mind so much trying to make things happen that our body starts to feel the effects of it, because that mental game that we're playing with ourselves, it's actually worse than physically doing things. And so that's number one. Number two, 100% hands down, you are being fed by source when you all of a sudden start to move from inspired action, from intuition, and from a gut feeling. Again, this may seem simple, but this is actually really difficult to implement in your life, especially if you've been taught to be this person that needs to see it to believe it, and it needs to be in your hand, it needs to be in your bank account, it needs to be tangible. all of a sudden, when you are being fed by source, you get this overwhelming feeling of trust. You get this overwhelming energy of complete surrender. It's that in the Bible, they say, like, you're giving it up to God's will. It's like, it's that kind of energy. You all of a sudden start to realize, like, holy crap, like, I was never meant to do all of this on my own. And how egoic of us humans that we think that we have to do everything and that we actually even take pride in doing everything. And that's no way to live, right? If you've ever seen any of the greatest leaders, they are great because they have an even greater team. There's always people that are supporting them to be that version of themselves. So it's really a collective and it's really community and it's really tribe that actually gets us there. Now, when you're being fed by your ego, you make moves out of fear and scarcity. So know the difference, right? One is making moves based off of intuition. And the other one is making moves based out of fear and scarcity. So this can sound like, no, I need to take this job because if I don't take this job, I'm not going to have enough. Oh, no, I want to do that, but I can't do that because this is what's actually going to provide for me. And I'm going to see an immediate result from this. You're not playing the long haul game with the universe. The long haul game with the universe is you understanding that you're truly being provided by and that when we connect to our intuition, when we strengthen that muscle in our gut and we realize that we're being pulled to something, even though we can't explain it, but we still make that leap. That's actually how you strengthen your intuition and your inner knowing and your compass. You see, this is a muscle, humans. It's not a gift. People say the gift of intuition. This is bullshit. Everybody is intuitive, the same way everybody's psychic, and I'm not going to get into that right now. Everybody has the ability. Actually, it's our natural state. It is our natural state to connect with our own inner being, our own inner guides, our own spirit, and to be led and guided. The thing is that something has been severed. We have been disconnected from that. However, it doesn't mean that we can't sew the bitch back up. Like, we actually can. We can reconnect to our intuition so that we are no longer resourcing other people to find the answers. You're actually going within your own hardware to figure out what is the next best step. However, disclaimer, this part is going to require you to have faith. Oftentimes, this is the hardest part because you're going to be asked to make a leap and to make a jump without seeing the evidence first, which in number two, moving out of fear and scarcity, that's actually what gets people into that slippery slope of making decisions based off having your back up against the wall and feeling like I actually can't do the thing that I want because it doesn't make sense. I can't go off and be the artist. I can't go off and play music. How will I pay the bills? Like, all of those things will force you to potentially make a decision that's truly not in alignment with your highest calling. Number three, when you're being fed by source, you're accessing ideas and downloads that are actually coming in effortlessly. So this is the person that is potentially taking a walk and boom, all of a sudden they have an idea or a vision to create something. This is the person who all of a sudden wakes up in the middle of the night and they're like, oh crap, like, I need to be writing this book. This is for the person who's doing yoga or meditation or working out, or you're not doing anything that requires effort. You're like in this place of just like maybe at a coffee shop, sipping your tea, sipping your coffee, just maybe a bird flies by and then all of a sudden an idea comes in. A download comes in. This is what I call a download. A download comes from a place where it's coming from higher perspective. And because we're all channels, we're all being downloaded all sorts of stuff, right? But it doesn't come from the thinking mind. It comes from this higher perspective and it drops in. And the reason why it drops in is because there's no resistance. So you actually become a good receiver. And so for sure, 100%, you're being fed by source when you're accessing that. And you're being fed by your ego if you're forcing your way. You're forcing your way to think through a problem instead of feeling it out. You're sitting there at your desk and you're like, how can I make this work? And it's coming from this energy of need. It's coming from this energy of lack. And you're forcing yourself to do it through your thinking mind. So just notice the subtleties in that. Right? So here, number three, one, feels open, relaxed, receiving, you're doing nothing. right? And this is why the art of doing nothing and the art of allowing is so powerful, right? Because we get our best ideas and we get the things that we're supposed to be doing that's in alignment with our highest self when we're actually not trying, when we're not doing anything. You get those ideas, you get those downloads. And then on the other hand, it feels like we're trying really hard. And here's one of the things that I always share with our students. This is an exercise, okay? So I want you to listen really closely. When you're making decisions that are based off of fear, it will feel like you're contracting, like your actual chest, your shoulders, everything would feel like you're kind of going into this ball. When you're making decisions based on your intuition, although it will feel scary, and please expect that. Expect both of these things to have that energy of, fuck, I'm doing something new. I'm doing something different. I'm afraid. That's okay. Just because you're afraid doesn't mean that that's not your intuition. Just because you're afraid doesn't mean that you're going the wrong way. You're probably doing something that's new. And so that's gonna be scary. It's okay. Help your body understand that those feelings are completely natural and it doesn't mean anything wrong. When you are operating through your intuition, it will feel expansive. It will feel like you have to do this next thing and you just don't even know why. But it's all good because you're being pulled towards that. So know the difference. Both will feel scary, but one will feel expansive and the other one will contract you. The other one, honestly, will bully you. Fear and scarcity bully you to make decisions that oftentimes you don't want to make, but you're making them because you feel like you have to. And so start to really tune into that energy. All right, moving right along. You're being fed by source. Number four, if you're being guided to do things sometimes that may not monetarily make sense for you. And I really added this here specifically because oftentimes when I talk to people and I talk to our students, you know, they tell me all of the things that they're doing. They tell me about their 9-to-5. They love to tell me about their college degrees and all of the ways that they worked really hard to be this version of themselves. And my first question always is, if money wasn't a problem and you have unlimited resource of it, what's the thing that you would be doing for free? Like, what is the thing that you would be doing if money wasn't even a factor? Like, if we didn't have to play in this 3D realm of money, what would you be doing? And whatever they say, they always light up, they always cry, they always remember the thing that brings them joy, whether it's their singing, their artistry, their painting, their love for connecting with people or leading retreats, whatever it is, that is usually tied to their purpose. So just really tune into that and ask yourself that. Am I being fed by source right now? Am I actually doing the thing that no matter what, I'm going to be happy that I'm doing it? And listen, I'm not telling you to quit your job, okay? Like, that is not what I'm saying here. But what I'm asking is, can you make space and room for the things that are feeding your soul? Know the difference between the things that feed your soul and the things that feed your bank account and your livelihood here on this 3D plane. We need both. We need to feed our soul because that's the thing that makes us feel purposeful. It's the thing that makes us feel like, you know what? I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to do this thing. I don't care if I get $1. Like, I become more of who I really am by doing this thing. And that makes me so happy. On the flip side, we're being fed by our ego when we get into this energy of what's in it for me attitude, right? And so we get into this place where it's like, yeah, that's so good. What's in it for me? How much more am I going to get paid? If I take on this, you know, one other task, what do I get in return, right? So we become this like tit for tat kind of person. When we're being fed by source, we stop keeping score. We stop keeping count because we're only making decisions that feel good for us. And so oftentimes people will ask me to collaborate with me or to speak on different things. And yes, of course, I'm running a soul business. Some of that is attached to a speaker fee. Some of that is attached to things that are feeding my business. But there are other times that I say yes to things that have nothing to do with money because money is not the only form of currency. People's time is, people's energy is. That's all different types of currency where we're being fed. You know, to this day, I don't offer a yoga course because I just give it out for free. It's free for my community. It's free for my students once they come on retreat for me. Like, it's free. I spent 3.5 years just sharing the practice of yoga every single Sunday. It didn't matter if one person came or 100. Like, I always showed up because it fed me. It was the thing that I just loved to do. And I didn't care if people donated or didn't donate it. I just wanted to share space with people. So really start to tune into that energy of, you know, oftentimes when we're being fed by source, we're being guided into spaces that may not make sense for us, but all of a sudden we really start to feel full, right? We start to feel that soul richness from within, and we start to get out of this, like, what's in it for me? It's like, what's in it for you is happiness. How about that? Like, is that good enough? Is this one thing that you're doing making you happy? And is that good enough, right? Or are we evaluating and putting money on top of our happiness? And oftentimes, I think that's what we've done. And that's why we've gotten into this situation. But it's all good because New Earth energy is here. New Earth abundance is here. New Earth leadership is here. Like, there are truly new ways of anchoring back into our planet that is a lot more sustainable for us humans. And we're getting out and jumping off of this rat race. The last thing, you will for sure be fed by source when you find yourself in a place where time is not a factor anymore, where you're being fed by source and the time factor disappears. It's where you get into the vortex. I actually just experienced this weekend. I went to a conference here in Miami and it was so beautiful. I was speaking and met so many beautiful people. And we had this powerful conversation with another couple where the event ended. And 2.5 hours later, almost 3 hours later, I was like, whoa, like we all unplugged and we all felt so full, right? And we were all looking at each other like, where did the time go, right? Like, we were being fed by spirit. We were being fed by source. And so in that plane, time disappeared because it just didn't exist anymore. We human beings are the only ones that are really attached to that time factor where we think things are happening in a linear time. But as we're being fed by source, timelines collapse, possibilities become endless, you know, time disappears, like all of that stuff doesn't actually exist because we are just so dropped into the present moment. However, you're being fed by your ego when you always feel late to the party. Only our ego feels like we're late to the party. There's not enough time. I wish there was enough hours. Like, has anybody ever heard of that? I know I did. Like, growing up, I always heard that, like, there isn't enough time in the day for us to get what we need to get done. It's like that is such an old earth energy. And it also feeds our ego. Our ego feels like we're always late to the party. We don't have enough time. It's always so identified. It's identified with the title. It's identified with who we are or who we think we are, our characteristics, our time, our all of that stuff. And so when you're being fed by source, that doesn't come into play. And when we're being fed by our ego, that really is highlighted. And just think about it. Have you ever felt late? Have you ever felt late to building your business? Have you ever felt late to maybe your own healing? Have you ever felt late to dating? Whatever you felt late to, just tune into the way that makes you feel, right? It almost makes us feel less than. It almost makes us feel like, why didn't I do this sooner? I remember, you know, always wanting to be a dancer my whole life since I was a child. And I later on did become a WNBA cheerleader. And I was a dancer for a lot of my life. But I never pursued it in the ways that my inner child wanted, because I too had that, like, how the hell will you make money? What do you mean? A dancer's life shelf is only up to this age. You're late to the party. You should have done this when you were 8 months. You know, it's like there is that energy of feeling like we're too old to do something, or we're too young to do something, or we're not experienced. Like, all of these things come into play. So Humans, thank you so much for tuning in today on a special episode on what it feels like to be fed by source and what it feels like to be fed by our ego, reminding ourselves that yes, we live in this 3D world where we're being anchored in by the ego and we're being anchored in by our physical dense body, but we're also being invited to expand. And one is not better or worse. It's really about becoming best friends with both parts. It's really understanding how to balance it and how when we are moving towards more intuitive, inspired action, we actually get to our desired goal a lot faster. Humans, for those that are ready to fly and get into Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business, we are starting in just 2 weeks. I'm super excited. Send me a DM. You can have a 20-minute conversation call with me. And this is really for spiritual, mystical entrepreneurs, the beings that feel like they are ready to take the next step and create their soul business in a way that feels juicy and good and in alignment with their highest calling. Humans, namaste. Go with peace. Go with God. See you on the next episode. Breathe.